granddad. Our granddad used to go to Waitrose. Then Liz Truss hit. Inflation hit. Guess what happened? The man had to shop at Lidl's. The drop off was significant. The food I was eating was made out of bananas. Buttocks. But Jemima's in hospital. Hello and welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast, season 5, episode 5.
Hello.
Hey guys. Hello Evie.
Hello Will.
Hello Jemima.
Jemima?
Jemima? Hello?
She's Jemima? Not here.
Where is she?
Well, Will, she's in hospital at the moment.
Jemima's in hospital. That's right guys, it's only Evie and I today.
Yes.
Jemima's in hospital. Why is that? We don't know, to be honest.
I'm not sure.
She hasn't actually told us, but she was planning to come today, but then she cancelled because she's in hospital all day, sadly. But she was planning to come today and tell us why she was in hospital previously. She's been in hospital all week, apparently, and that's not good.
I thought she was in and out for like
appointments. Yeah, in and out all week, yeah. And, oh gosh, sorry. Oh no, that's a huge bunk.
Break the mug.
So, we don't know why she's in hospital, but we're going to ring her now. She probably won't pick up. She's not really the best at picking up. So, let's see if she does pick up. But how are you today, Evie?
I'm actually very good.
Have you, what's been going on today?
I played a match.
In what?
Football.
A football match?
Yes.
Really? And, well, yeah, we do know you do play football.
I do play football.
For an undisclosed team.
Yes. That you do not like for some strange reason.
I prefer you're on a different team. It doesn't matter. How did it go?
Went quite well. We drew. 1-1.
Really? 1-1.
We were winning most of the match, but then like the last 2 minutes, the guy went 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
And then they scored.
Really?
It was like in the corner though, so it wasn't like goal. It was like right in the corner.
In the corner.
Well,
like a bottom corner finish, you mean?
Yes.
Deadly finishes. What was it? Like a prime striker, Haaland, bottom of the corner.
Oh, no. It was like an accidental one as well.
Oh, really?
They tried to kick it. Mm. And you didn't even have much power, except for our goalie. Stop doing that. Because like all the strikers are usually on my side. Because I was playing left today. I hate playing left.
Left back. Oh, yeah.
I hate playing left back.
Yeah.
Anyway, because they were all on my side, and they kicked it to the left, and my goalie was not expecting it. Because our goals are quite big, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so she was on the left, not the right.
Oh, really?
And the ball just went in.
So the keeper was on two, she was too one-sided.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
That was because, like, five strikers were running down with the ball.
Okay. And what were the defenders doing? Farting around.
Well, we had two mids and two defenders going for them.
Okay. Well, I guess the defenders are all out of
position. I also got a boot to the face. I don't know if I told you that.
A boot? Or like a
boot to the face.
Really?
Yep. I tried
studs?
Studs in my lip. I don't know if you can see it, but there.
No, I can't see
on
it.
On my lip. It was bigger earlier.
Yeah, you're lucky it's not that big now.
But, yeah, it's because our studs are plastic. They're not metal.
Okay.
Well, but I was going in for the ball.
Yeah.
To get out because it went right above my head. And this girl tried to kick it from the other team.
And I guess you got the foul, right?
No. They didn't even stop the game. Because the ref thought the ball hit my face, not her foot.
Really?
But her foot went right into my mouth.
Really?
Because I don't know, how did she get her leg up that high as well?
It's ballerina. Possible. Yeah, it's definitely possible. And it's definitely a foul. That's dangerous play, referee. But I guess your refs are very part-time students.
Well, actually, no, he's older.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's actually a very good referee, to be honest.
Really?
Taught us the timings. And he would be very supportive to both teams. He was not biased.
Good man. That's what you want to see.
Yes.
Sometimes you get the second coach of the other team manage, ref the game. You're like, oh, for flip's sake. It's literally their coach. So he's going to be quite biased.
Oh, no,
and you always see the biasness in him.
Usually we get like some 19-year-old who doesn't speak at all. He doesn't speak. He just like walks around like... and then he always gets in the way of the ball as well.
Foul.
He's just always there, right in front of the ball.
Oh, dear, that's a shame. Right. Jemima didn't pick up. So I think, why don't we record a little voice memo for her? Like a get well soon message.
Yes.
From all of, from from us, but from both of us and all of you guys from the podcast. So yes. At home, maybe not out loud because you may be embarrassed that Timmy in the other room is going to hear you. But
Timmy.
In your heads, wish Jemima a happy recovery. Hey, Jemima.
Hey.
We're on the podcast live right now, so you'll probably see this in the episode. But I hope we both hope
we
you
both,
get
yes.
get well. Say something.
Yeah, we hope you get better soon.
Yeah.
Hope you're all right.
Yeah. So yeah, we hope you do well and tune into the new episode, Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast. This is a free promotion, so send this to your friends.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jemima. Get better soon.
Get
Bye.
Better soon. Bye.
There you go. A little 30-second get well message. Right. That was okay. So football, you've had that today.
How about you?
Well, today I've been at work, so it's not really a lot to report on, really, because it was quite a chill day today. So there's nothing really to report on there. Yesterday I had football as well, which we won 2-0 in. So
well done.
We couldn't concede in the last minute.
Did I tell you about my other score from a couple from last week?
3-1.
Nope.
No.
8-2.
Oh yes, you did 8-2.
Yeah,
yes,
sorry,
yeah.
I should mention that.
8-2.
No, I can't remember telling you.
No, yeah, you did. Did you contribute to any of the goals?
Well, I'm defence.
Yes, but I know if you're on fullback, then you're sprinting down the wing and you're getting some balls in, or you're going to get your head on a corner.
Okay, well, I play defence, not mid.
Yeah, you get
you know the difference.
What did I just say?
Our wings and mids do that.
Well, do defenders go up for corners? Hello?
Well, one does. One goes up and two stay back.
Well, yes, I know, but maybe a midfielder.
And it's usually my.
What about that little Chubbo?
It's usually the mid. Oh, she wasn't in today.
Chubbo's not very good, in my opinion.
Don't be so rude.
Anyway, yes, so I had football, which was fun. And I also. Oh, Chelsea also played. Not going to go into that because no one cares.
I care.
Chelsea won 3-0. There you go. Well, against Nottingham Forest.
I'm sorry, going off to work again. But I went and had an argument with an entire bus full of people about what a better team is. And they were all saying, like, Liverpool and Manchester. And I was just the only person there going, it's Chelsea.
Okay, yeah, definitely wrong there, but you know.
Me?
Yes. I love my boys.
Me?
I love my boys, but we're not a very good team.
Oh no, we're not at all. But we won.
Yeah.
But I just like arguing with people about teams.
Yeah, well Liverpool lost currently. Liverpool lost a few minutes ago. We're recording on a Sunday, the 19th. They lost to Manchester United. So whoever says Liverpool are good.
Yeah, I love how it's going to be like that. They lost that one match, but Chelsea lost an entire season.
What do you mean they lost an entire season?
They
didn't lose it. They would be relegated if they lost an entire season.
No, I mean like overall.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. Anyway, we're moving on from football.
Okay.
We don't have many football listeners, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much what's happened this week. It's end of term for me. So schools complete the mundo this week. I don't have to go in next week. Evie does.
I hate it.
Which is fun. I've had all my tests this week. I would report on some scores, but I'm not going to. You know, I had cake as well.
Because I bet you got like 100 in all of them.
No.
Doesn't want to upset me. I get like really bad scores.
No, she doesn't. She's a very, very good academic scholar. I have every other Friday in chemistry, I have chemistry cake or cake with Colin.
Hold on.
Chemistry cake.
Do you make it the leftover?
What, chemicals? Yeah. No, you don't use bloody potassium and, you know, all the sodium to make up a cake. No, register. Whoever's next in the register has to bring in a cake. So it was my day to bring in a cake. And I brought in a cake, a caramelized chocolate cake. And we had it in the chemistry lesson, which was...
That's dangerous.
Don't worry. We had it outside of the classroom. There's no contamination.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that's very dangerous.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a physics teacher in my class, in my school, who's like, you can't wait in the classroom if there's no teacher in there. So you have to walk out the classroom and wait till your teacher spawns in. But,
well, my old science class, the door would always lock, and you wouldn't be able to open it from the outside. Mm. So we'd be waiting there for like 5 minutes, because our teacher would have to go round the stock cupboard to get in to open the door. And you would have to, like, you would have to get your water bottle and stand outside. So you're in the very back of the classroom, you have to walk all the way out just to get a drink, all the way back in.
There's levels, chump, and your levels are dropping when I hear this. This is not good.
What do you mean by my levels?
Well, just your levels of quality of life. Imagine having... I can just drink in the classroom. I just got... Glug, 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 glug.
That's dangerous, though. According to my teacher, that's very dangerous because of chemicals that can be used on the table.
Yeah, but when you're a sixth former, you know, you get away with it, let's say.
So they don't care if you die.
No. I think they know that. They know that.
If you have tough noogies, who cares?
They know that distilled water is not going to bloody kill you. Or they know that a bit of iodine from your iodine test isn't going to kill you. They got brains, you see. They got brains. Anyway, unlike moving on. Have we said everything in the week? You don't need to add anything.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Awesome. Right. Okay, so we've got a few things planned this week. We're 10 minutes in. Awesome. So... got a few things planned this week. Evie and I had a former podcast that didn't actually get published in the end due to legal reasons.
AKA me.
Yeah, due to Evie. Butt cheek. Anyway.
Excuse me.
In that podcast, sibling sit down, by the way.
You won't be able to check it out.
No, it's not up there. But we rated the UK supermarkets. Which ones are the best?
Yes.
We did do that. And
did I say Sainsbury's or Morrison's? I feel like I said one of those. Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Great. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to actually rejig that conversation into Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast, the best podcast. because I've completely forgotten what we said. And I've actually got a tier list up here now, so I can actually keep track of what we say. So I'm going to skip out the ones like farm food and heroin food.
What? Can I see that for a second?
Oh, no. It's heroin food. There was a little mark that looked like it said heroin. Or heroin. Anyway, it's not heroin food. Okay, so let me give you the supermarkets that we're going to actually rate today. And everyone who lives in the UK will know shops like Lidl's, the arse-cheeking Lidl's, and then Waitrose, which is... Sorry?
That's Lidl on price.
Oh my gosh, I saw this. I saw this. It said, what was it? Good quality and Lidl on price or something.
Good quality food and packaging and Lidl on quite.
No.
Price.
Lidl on price. It's Lidl on quality and packaging, Lidl on price as well. Because Lidl are fucking terrible. I saw an advert that said, oh, come get your freshest food. Freshest food from Lidl's. Oh, let me tell you, their fish, their meat, their vegetables are absolutely crap. It may be the area we live in, but it's crap.
Probably is.
If you want fresh food,
go to a farm shop.
Morrison's, Sainsbury's. Waitrose and...
I get my stuff from Morrison's.
Do you?
Yes.
Fresh food?
Yes.
You don't even have meat, so I'm not going to ask about fresh meat.
Because I'm vegetarian.
Yes. Anyway, how is a vegetarian? Is it tough?
It's very nice.
Is it weird?
I don't miss meat at all.
Oh my gosh.
Did she answer?
Yes, she did. I'll read out Jemima's message later. No, it was a personal one.
Oh.
So, how is it being vegetarian?
It's not hard at all.
Really?
You just don't eat meat.
Yes, I know, but does it... I mean, maybe you miss, you know, eating the steak.
No, I agree.
Blood.
When I was younger, I did not like meat.
Really?
I found chicken too, like that makes it smooth. That makes any sense.
Okay.
Sausages are too, like... Whenever I would eat, especially here, you'd bite down it, and there'd be, like, a little bit you couldn't chew. You know what I mean? And it would be there.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. It's just a certain cut. Some pieces of chicken will be...
I'm talking about sausages.
Sausages. I zoned out for a second. Sausages.
Sausages.
Some sausages, the ones in my school, used to have big chunks of fat in them. And I was like, it was disgusting. But yeah, no, I understand sometimes some meat can be imperfect.
They're all disgusting.
Fine.
And also it's very cruel. Just be like, ooh, big farm of cows.
Yeah,
kill
I know,
em.
But I have to bring out the thing I've said to you multiple times.
Can I just say one more thing?
Okay, yeah.
What do they do with the meat that people don't buy? they just killed that animal for no reason.
Yeah, but they will sell most of the meat from the animal. I mean, not the bloody the empty bits that no one wants, but the actual
cut. Exactly. So they just got rid of loads of it. Do you know how much you get from one single cut? Like,
yeah, and they use all of it.
Cubic meter.
And they use all of it. They can feed nearly 1,000 people with a full cow. I mean, maybe the eyes will probably be sent to a specific.
That's disgusting. But why do they need like a whole like 10 million cows?
They don't have 10 million cows. A farmer doesn't have too many cows. I mean,
they got loads of cows.
Farmer probably has what 20 cows. And obviously he breed them. He have his calves for certain ones that are the breeding cows. Then he have maybe they have milk cows. Then they have the killing cows, which obviously just kill them.
Okay, I was going to make a little disclaimer before we continue with this.
Didn't hear a word you said.
No disclaimer. Disclaimer. I am not vegan.
What is the difference?
I am not the vegan teacher. I am vegetarian.
What is the difference between vegetarian and vegan?
Vegans don't eat meat, and they also don't eat meat products. So they don't eat stuff like honey and milk and eggs.
Ooh.
Nothing that comes from animals.
Okay.
Vegetarians do eat that stuff. They just don't eat the actual animal.
Okay, so you can eat eggs.
I wanted to. I could drink milk, but I don't like it.
Mm.
I could eat eggs and honey, but I just don't eat the animals.
Okay, that's it. Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm not the vegan teacher.
I don't know what the vegan teacher is, but...
Just this lady rants about being vegan and how everything you do is awful. Oh, wow. You use Corella pens. You're an animal abuser.
What the heck? Crayola pens are the goated pens.
I know, they're the best pens.
They always got the best colouring picture books. Anyway, moving on to what shops are we actually going to rate today? So we're going to rate the spa.
Co-op.
We know that. Hang on.
Sorry,
we know the spa, don't we?
No, I don't.
Spa. Think of spa.
Oh, spa. You said the spa. I was thinking like SPA.
Okay, so spa, SPAR.
Yes.
Sainsbury's, okay.
The goats.
Aldi, Asda, Morrison's, Poundland.
Oh wait, did you know that they removed a lot of Poundlands recently?
Really?
They've gotten rid of most of them.
Well, they're a bunch of shite anyway. Poundlands, bunch of crap. So good. And then Home Bargain. I think I know Home Bargain. I don't go there very often, but I know them.
I thought it was like shopping, like furniture items. Like
it's there. It's on the list, so it's here.
Okay.
Iceland. We know Iceland.
We used to get stuff from Iceland.
Yeah, yeah. Pound World. I've never heard of Pound World.
Why did you skip the Food Warehouse?
What do you mean the Food
Warehouse? Isn't that before Iceland? Does that say Food Warehouse?
No, that's Home Bargain.
Well, that was Food Warehouse.
No.
I swear it's that.
Sorry. Poundwell, yeah, we've done that. Lidl's.
Lidl on price,
yeah, seriously. Co-op.
Get your co-op funerals now. Sorry. You not seen that advert?
No. Marks and Spencer's. Tesco. Let's go.
Tesco Club Card accepted.
And Waitrose. Okay, there you go.
Why do you give all something fancy to everyone and then you're going, and Waitrose?
Oh, Waitrose, we'll see.
You're being so rude to Waitrose. I love Waitrose.
Waitrose are the goats. Okay, Waitrose are the... We already know Waitrose are the best. We're saying it now.
What about
Sainsbury's
and Morrison's?
Well, hang on. Let's get into it. Let's do spa first. Okay, everyone at home, you know, type in your comments, okay, please. Yeah, it is part of a gas station, but there's millions of spas all over the world.
I didn't know. I've been to a spa.
Well, not over the world, but I don't know if they're worldwide. So, what do you think about spas? You know spas.
Yes. They're pretty good.
Are they?
Not amazing.
Here they are. Spa is a shop.
Have you never been to them before?
No.
No,
I have been to a spa before, but I've not really gone like, let's go down to the spa, because I love spa.
What are the rankings? Wouldn't mind telling me what letters?
Oh, that's a very good point. I was just thinking we just rank them best and whatever, but yeah. S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier.
I would say spa's like a C, from what I can see on here.
Okay. So
what would you say?
I would say yes. Spa is a C. Spa isn't that bad. I feel like spa does have some good things, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, it's got some good stuff.
It's good quality. It's more of your local kind of shop. Yeah. You're not going to see that in.
You're not going to see that in Northampton.
Or yeah, anywhere.
Or Liverpool.
Yeah.
All the fancy places in the world.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely not going to see that in London or just down the road in Nottingham. You're not going to just see that.
It's like a it looks get like there. 7-Eleven in America.
I don't know. I don't want to hear anything about that. American listeners, we'll give you your own separate episode, okay? About Walmart and Target.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, that place, yeah. Okay, next one, Sainsbury's. Now, everyone.
Go to S tier. Just go straight up to S tier. I love Sainsbury's.
No. Hold on, lady. Yeah, no. Sainsbury's is probably my favourite shop, but is it the best?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's not. It's not an S tier shop.
It is an S tier shop. It is Sainsbury's. Really? S for Sainsbury's.
No, come on, tell me why it is an S tier. Don't just say because it is.
It's got amazing quality.
It has decent, good. It has very good quality, very good, but it doesn't have the best quality.
It's got very good quality. Got very nice people there. They're all very like.
No, there was this old miserable worker once who didn't want to put my jelly back on the thing. It was an open jelly. It had an open slit in.
Usually they're very nice. You obviously got Nectar prices.
Yes, but with a Tesco club card, you have a Tesco club card, you know?
Yes. Their prices are cheaper than Tesco's.
No, they're not.
Just like to mention that.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Sainsbury's are not cheaper than Tesco's. No, they're not. Trust me, lady. Sainsbury's are not cheaper than Tesco.
What is cheaper? You do yours then. Tell me why.
Tesco's is generally cheaper than Sainsbury's. Evie, Tesco's is everybody's shop, from poor to ultra rich. Tesco's covers it all. Tesco's is ultimately the best shop every level.
This is the Tesco sponsor, William Jones.
No, we're not sponsored by Tesco.
I'm just joking.
But I am saying that Tesco's covers it all. Sainsbury's is.
It's not like an advert.
Sainsbury's. I'm sorry, but if you're working at Jeremy Lynch's local mechanic shop, and you know you're earning 2p an hour, which is way below minimum wage, but you know, maybe there is someone out there who's basically doing that. He's not going to Sainsbury's, is he, this jam? He's not going to Sainsbury's.
He's not going to Tesco either.
No, I know, but you know what I'm trying to say, though.
Around the corner to the cheapest building.
Yeah, he's not going to eat, actually. Anyway, Sainsbury's, I think we put it in A. Yeah, he's going for the bins, the scraps. He's like Ratatouille. Sainsbury's in A.
Fine.
Thank you.
I don't think he's an S, but fine.
No, come on.
Can't you put them in between them?
No, we're not being an in-betweener. Aldi, I remember Aldi. I haven't shopped at Aldi in a while because the Aldi near us, you know, is terrible.
I remember going there after dropping you off to school with Grandad.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not a big fan of Aldi, to be honest.
No.
I'm not being offensive. I'm just not a big
I feel
fan
like Aldi
personally
wanted to copy Lidl. Just look at them. They look very. They DL to end it. You know, they got L. Look, they're like, if you take away the A.
DL to end it. Aldi.
Lidl. Look at it. Lidl. Look at that. If you take away the A in Aldi, it's Lidl. Lidl.
It's D. It's DR. It's IDI.
No. If you have the L, LDI, take away the A, so it's LDI, so it's going to be. Lidl. Like, not Lidl. It's going to be Lidl. Like that.
I don't know how you're getting that. I'm so confused.
Okay.
What about Asda?
Yeah, what do you want?
Aldi.
Oh, no.
Would be LLDI. Lidl.
Oh, yeah.
Aldi. Aldi.
Okay, well, yeah. No, if you turn it on the other way, if you go IDL, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Lid. It's lid. Oh, no.
It's Lidl.
Yeah,
It is literally Lidl. Turn it around, put an L in front, it's Lidl.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, I see what you're getting at.
So, I think we put... I'm saying it now. This is a hot shake. What? we're ghetto. Poundland's in this bloody thing.
So?
Okay, for now, okay, yep.
I
Aldi.
May be a bit biased, but
no,
I like Poundland.
No, but think, if I'm saying Lidl is literally... Well, no, yeah.
Oh, well.
Aldi, D. Yes. No!
Yes.
Okay,
you're
yeah.
You're not putting
yeah,
Poundland
yeah.
in D.
Okay, we'll come to that later.
You put Poundland in D, but not Poundland. I've got some pretty good deals in Poundland, okay?
Is it quality? Quality is low.
Most of it is, just not the mascara. Don't buy the mascara from Poundland.
No, who was going to buy mascara from Poundland?
I did.
Someone in their right mind wouldn't do that.
I did, and it gave me an allergic reaction on my eye. I couldn't see out of my left eye.
I'm not surprised. No wonder. I don't want to know what they put in that. I don't want to know, because it's going to be some horse shit they've pulled up from the bloody backyard. It's terrible.
I got this really nice perfume and some really nice food.
We'll come to Poundland. Asda. I don't like Asda.
I don't like the A's.
Yeah, there's a theme going on there. No, but seriously, Asda's a decent shop, but I don't like Asda because they don't. The quality's okay.
The quality's okay.
It's nice. It's better than Lidl's, yes. Definitely. But I've never liked Asda just for some weird reason. The environment.
We're gonna
have a few categories that we kind of pinpoint through all of this. It's environment, quality, price, pretty much. That's the basic. Yeah. And we could add an extra one in. And I've literally just said the quality is okay, and the price is reasonable.
No, they're normal.
But I think the environment, personally, is... Whereas with Spar, C tier, I think it...
Move up to B?
No. Spar can stay in C tier. But it hits all of those environment, price, and...
Then why is it in C?
It hits all of them, but at a decent level.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, okay, you hit it, but
You could put Asda in C.
I think Asda's a C. Asda's a C tier, but it's a low C tier.
So would that be a D?
Yeah, no, it's not a D tier, but it's a low C tier. Okay. It's Asda's iffy. I don't know about Asda. They're good, no, but they're very good. But they're B tier.
Okay.
Asda are B tier.
But I see the next one. I'm gonna say right now it's S tier.
Lady, can someone calm down?
I've got three favorite shops: down. Sainsbury's, Morrison's, and I forgot my name of the other one.
Waitrose, Iceland.
Waitrose. Okay, never mind. I got four. Waitrose and Co-op. Four.
Okay. Morrison's. This is the one you've seen. Morrison's.
S tier. S tier.
You want me to put Morrison's?
There is no option. S tier.
You want me to put Morrison's S-tier. And S tier. Evie.
S tier. Yeah. Nice environment. Nice prices. And nice quality. It's very good quality. Very, very good quality.
Yeah, the quality is... Not very. Their quality is very good. It's not amazing. It's not the best.
Well, no shop's got amazing quality.
Yeah, no, Waitrose ticks the box for amazing quality. Okay, and Marks and Spencer's surely, but we're come because they're the luxury shops.
Marks and Spar.
They're the luxury shops. But their prices are extremely high.
Yes, you wouldn't be able to put that in S tier because the prices will drop it down a couple.
Yes, but it's definitely justified. Their prices are justified by the quality. Morrison's are justified by the quality. Okay, you know what? No. Morrison's are not very expensive. They're a decent price. They are a good environment, like you said. And the quality is decent. So, yes, Evie, actually, it's not the best, but it's definitely an S tier, Morrison's.
Yes!
I'll give you that. Think of it. Morrison's, for the quality they have and the price they set, it's definitely justified.
I'm very, very biased. I really like Morrison's.
Yeah, well, Sainsbury's now looks... Well, no, Sainsbury's definitely isn't A. I feel like Sainsbury's sometimes is a bit...
It's very good, but it's just not...
I don't know, sometimes
very, very, very
okay.
Good.
Poundland.
B. No, not B, C.
Okay, thank you. You're being reasonable.
I didn't mean to say B.
Yeah. I would put Poundland in D, but I do see people get a lot of bargains there.
Yes, you got some very nice bargains there, because everything's reasonable price.
I have a friend who...
Who works at Poundland.
No. I have a friend who bought some sunglasses from there. They were white with, shaded glass
shaders.
In the middle. Yeah, they were called the Pither Pros. If you get it, you get it.
Oh, okay. I know who he is.
Yeah, if you know, you know. So they were golden. They were proper classy, but they were bargains, and that's why you love the Poundland and the Pither Pros. So yeah, C tier. The quality is definitely crap.
It's not that bad.
Oh, come on.
Listen, there are some good things in Poundland.
You're saying this. The quality's good when you were fucking blinded by...
I told you about how bad the mascara was, okay? Because
that's the quality.
Because I was very dumb by buying it. Because I wanted to get a bargain. Because the shops that we went to before that, the mascara was like 20 quid. I'm not spending 20 quid on mascara. Poundland was like... 99p.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I mean, you
kind of walked into your own gap there, didn't you?
My hair and mine in both eyes, because she put it on both. I only put it on one to test the difference between my mascara and this Panda mascara.
She put it on both.
She got blinded in both eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Shame. a home bargain. Don't know too much about a home bargain,
neither
really.
I've heard it's pretty good.
I've been there.
It's a bit like HomeSense, but for food.
Oh, okay. Should we just put them in C, really?
Yeah.
Because we don't really know a lot about them. We'll put them in the top of C. They can go in there. Right, Iceland. We do know a bit about Iceland. We used to get our food from Iceland, and it was pretty decent quality. It wasn't amazing.
Is Ocado on there? That's his question.
Ocado is, isn't it Waitrose? It's like joint with Waitrose. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, never mind then.
I think so.
So Iceland was pretty good. It was obviously frozen stuff, mainly.
Yeah.
It had very good quality.
It was good quality. I think Iceland's a B. A high B tier.
High B tier.
It's good quality. I've never been in the shop.
I have.
Have you? A good environment?
Well, there's not many workers there, to be honest.
Oh, really?
But it's quite nice. It's not the prettiest.
So it's more of a little, it's like a co-op. It's not a big supermarket.
It's pretty big.
Oh, really?
So, if you have been to, I'm not able to say it, but you know where Old Toys R Us was?
Yeah, I know.
Go to the right of it. You got some shops.
Yeah.
And then you got Iceland.
Okay, I didn't know.
I went in there once with a friend and a mum.
Yeah.
You would basically just look at a load of freezers and fridges.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't bad environment. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Because I didn't feel like scared now or anything.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, I think B justifies Iceland then. Pound World. Didn't even know they existed, but I just want to take the piss out of them.
I want to search up.
Pound World, from right now, they are the biggest scams of Pound Land. So right now, you get to go in D tier. Pound World is arse.
Pound World.
Let me have some pictures. Show me some pictures.
It looks like a bookstore from what I can see.
She's probably putting some... Pound World just
everything
is...
£1.
Jeez, look at that. Look at that horse shit place.
More
That's terrible.
More savings.
Yeah, Pound World goes straight at the bottom. It's like, you know, the works.
All those signs say £1. There is no
Who's
people.
Going in? Proper, yeah. Okay.
There is a lot of people in there. Well, what are you on about? Look at that.
Yeah, but... yeah, okay. Moving on.
To get into Pound World.
Yeah, maybe they want some bargains on the expensive stuff. Maybe they reach £1.50 and people are like, my gosh, it's dropping to £1. This is unbelievable. I know, you never know. Lidl's. Little on quality and little on price because they're absolutely dog shit. Listen, I've heard a lot of people who back Lidl's because of the Lidl's bakery. The Lidl's bakery...
That is very nice, to be honest.
I used to have the Lidl's bakery every single day.
That
and let me tell you, Lidl's is just an average bang smack in the middle. Their food, their pastries, their bread is... it's okay from the bakery. It's okay.
The Tiger bread was nice.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Marks and Sparks, or Tesco's, or Sainsbury's, whip out better bakery stuff.
They do.
So, people who say, Lidl's bakery's epic.
Do you
see? Lidl's, can I make a new category? Is that possible?
Can I make a worse category for this?
Well, everybody, Lidl's goes in ungradable category, because Lidl's, I don't want to grade. I will not grade them, because they're fucking dog crap. I have Lidl's. There's a tragic story.
Well, you get like E and F.
Well, you probably can, but it doesn't matter. The people won't see this. People know that it's below D. It's ungradable. Let me tell you, people. Inflation. Liz Truss. She's stupid. She looks like a clown.
She's not anymore, is she?
No, of course she's not. She's probably smoking tequila on the Mallorca sunset.
The drink.
Yeah, that's not the point. My granddad, our granddad, used to go to Waitrose. Do you remember that?
I remember that time.
He used to shop at Waitrose. He lived the luxury. Then Liz Truss hit. Inflation hit. Guess what happened? The man had to shop at Lidl's. The drop off was significant. The food I was eating was made out of an aunt's buttocks. So Lidl's goes in ungradable because I am clearly biased against it and I will not hear anything for it because it's crap. Moving on swiftly. Co-op. Co-ops, yeah, yes. I'm happy you didn't say S. I'll give you that.
I wouldn't say it's the top at the top.
No, but when you want something, just it's pop there. Down to the co-op and it's there. Exactly. It's there.
And it's pretty good quality, to be honest.
It does the job. It does the job. It's just the prices are okay.
I've never tried the bakery stuff.
No, I've not tried
but
the bakery
But I like
stuff.
The fact that if you buy a certain amount of things, the price goes down.
I'm pretty sure, well.
No, I'm not talking about cup, card, whatever it's called. Mm. I'm talking about if you buy one drink and a packet of crisps.
Mm. You get like a deal.
You get a deal for it.
Well, Tesco.
If you buy three chocolate bars.
Yeah.
You get it for like price of one and a half.
I'm sorry, what? So if you buy three, should you get it for two? That
no,
seems
you,
more
you,
justified.
You get it for one and a half, I swear.
Oh, okay.
Because if you do the math, it's not half, it's one and a half.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, we're getting to the big daddies now. You know, we're looking at, you know, Big John and his old friend Paul. This is when it gets serious. Marks and Spencers. Marks and Sparks. M&S, whatever you want to call them.
Nice quality.
Very good quality.
Very nice quality.
And very high price.
The quality is high, so are those prices.
Yeah, but I feel like the prices are justified.
They
I
are
do
justified.
Say that.
They are justified.
And
I
the environment's nice. Yeah,
the clothes are good. The clothes are cheaper, to be honest, than the food is.
Yeah, but the clothes are also very good quality, in my opinion. I think
this
the clothes
is
are...
Marks and Sparks.
I would prefer to go to Marks and Sparks than Primark. I mean, Primark, luckily, maybe we'll do a...
Primark shorts.
I mean, Evie just lives in Primark, pretty much. All our clothes are Primark.
But actually, this is M&S.
Well, okay. That's lucky. Lucky
yeah, this is
escape.
Also, a vintage shop from Bournemouth.
That's very nice, actually. Very nice.
Harley Quinn.
I thought so.
It says on the back, property of the Joker.
Very nice, very nice. Nice. So, yeah, no, I would prefer to... We're going to do a clothes shop, like H&M or HMV or whatever it's called.
HMV is just panties. H&M is like a shop. No, H&M is the shop for clothes. HMV is more like music and anime and stuff.
Fine. We'll do a clothes ranking because Primark are going to be right at the fucking bottom.
No, they're not. They do pretty good quality products.
I hate Primark. Sorry.
Jeez, Will.
Marks and Sparks, I think, as good as they are, they're the best of A tier. Okay?
It's just their prices.
The prices are high, and they are justified, but they're not justified that gets them into S tier. I think that's when you get to Waitrose, you can say, yeah.
That's S tier.
Personally.
Can you put that in that one? Just put, like...
Oh, we're just going to skip Tesco's for a second.
We're going to put Tesco in a minute.
Waitrose goes in there, in S tier.
In S tier.
Right. Let's get to Tesco's, the final man of the hour. What were you going to say?
I'm probably going to be biased here. I'm not the biggest fan of Tesco.
Really?
Yep.
I don't like the environment in our closest Tesco.
I'm not...
I know the Nottingham Tesco. Down there. Okay.
I'm not the biggest fan of them. Every Tesco I go in, it's not my favourite thing to go in.
No, I agree. The environment for me is not good. This is a personal preference, the environment sector, and I don't like it.
Neither do I.
I think the prices are obviously good, and I feel like the quality is good.
No,
everyone shops at Tesco's. It's good.
Everyone shops at Tesco's.
Yeah. So Tesco's are the biggest out of no way.
Yeah.
You can't. Tesco's are the biggest worldwide. You can't compete with Tesco's. I think Tesco's high.
A tier?
Yes.
I'm not going to say S tier personally.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say A tier.
Okay.
A tier. They are. Oh, maybe they're the best of A tier.
No.
Okay, Marks and Sparks are the best of A tier.
So are Sainsbury's, how dare you?
No, Sainsbury's, they're in A tier. We've got a lot of A tiers.
What are the other three?
No, these got farm food and heroin food. We're not counting.
What's on before it?
I don't know. It just looks stupid, and we're not counting it. It doesn't matter. No one's heard of those bloody shops. Anyway, we're going to give out our rankings right now, everyone. So, in D tier, ungradable tier, Lidl's. They're just irrelevant. Moving on. D tier, pretty much the bottom of the bag. Poundworld, you know. It's in the name. It's in the name. They're just crap. Aldi, we put Aldi in D tier. Hot take, maybe. I don't know. They're okay. C tier. Poundland. Okay. Does the job. Spa,
does the job.
Again, does the job. And Home Bargain. I think it does the job, from what I know.
You think?
B tier. Now we're getting into some decent stuff. Asda. Okay. You know. Iceland. Yeah. Good. And then A tier. This is when you can't go wrong. Okay, you can't go wrong if you shop at one of these shops, okay?
Yes.
Marks and Sparks, it's expensive, but when you get your food, you're going to be like, yeah, I think it was worth it, definitely. Yeah.
But it's not where you go for daily shop.
No, it's definitely not.
It's where you
unless you're, you know, part of the royal family, mate. Well, no, they get their own special food.
Unless you're, like, rich.
Very rich, very rich.
It's more like your Christmas dinner and, like, people are coming over, you want to have fancy food.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Then we have Tesco's. Yeah, we talked about that, of course. Sainsbury's, what does it say there?
I love Sainsbury's.
No, it's, well, yes, I know you do, but it's for Sainsbury's. It says, live well for less. Well, we are still not cheaper than all the other ones we've talked about. Except
Sainsbury's.
Co-op, then after Sainsbury's. Co-op's good as well. So we're talking about some good shops there. Then S tier, the best shops. You cannot go wrong with their price, their environment, and their quality. It's stock. Spot on. It suits the shop. It suits the people it's trying to aim for.
Yes.
Waitrose, it's trying to reach a high class audience. It's trying to reach people who have got a bit of cheddar, and it meets that high quality. It's very good. Morrison's
for the everyday people.
It's for like the higher lower class or the middle class.
I shop at Waitrose. No, not Waitrose.
I don't think you do, buddy.
We shop at Morrison's. We are not. What did you say?
Upper
middle
class
or higher lower class.
Well, no, you're not.
We ain't got the money for that one.
Okay, Morrison's then. Take you off on there. Okay, Morrison's good.
It's for the everyday people.
Everyday people. There you go. Fine. There's our ranking. Okay, yeah, so we just had a quick break, and Evie just brought up what's top I have on. And
yes.
I have a French national team top on. And I actually wanted to bring this up. This is, by the way, Zidane. 1999, I think. I don't know. It says somewhere. It's France. It's a French top. I wanted to do this with Jemima, but she's not here. I wanted you to, whenever I wear a football top, rate it out of 10.
You want me to rate it?
Rate it out of 10. This top.
What am I rating it on?
It's looks. It's, you know, practicality. If I was just walking around in life.
It's not very practical.
What do you mean very practical? Just think of it.
So.
Is it nice colour? Will it fit in with the environment?
It's nice colours, yes. I'm not the biggest fan of the design, though. You look like a mob boss.
Okay, it's like 90s, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of mob boss going around there.
Okay.
Out of 10,
mm-hmm.
6 or 5.
Wow. Zidane, the classic French Zidane top.
It's a very nice
World Cup.
Top. Especially with your chain and your watch, it's just really putting off.
Yeah, no, to be fair, the chain and the watch doesn't actually help in this situation.
You look like a
pop boss. Okay, so moving on.
Really natural cigar.
Okay.
Like heavy accent.
I don't actually have one with me, but I will. Maybe I will come up and become, what you call me, eh? How you doing, L? How you doing, brother? I don't know, that was not, that was a mix of gangman in London and Italian mafia boss. That was horrendous. I'm
How
so sorry.
How are you doing, brother?
I don't know. Sorry. Okay,
you always know it's gangsters film, don't you? Especially in Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
You always just see him going, "How you doing there, brother?"
Yeah, Al Pacino doesn't say that. I have a question for you.
Go on.
A simple question.
Okay.
If you had a time machine, would you travel to the past? Okay. Or would you travel to the future to meet your ancestors or descendants?
Well, I want to go to my ancestors, but I'd go to the past.
You go to the past?
Yes, very simply go to the past.
Why? What would you want to go see if you went to the past, if you weren't going to see your ancestors? Then?
Do you know me? I would go to these mega concerts.
In the past? Just for fucking concerts, man.
Yes, I'd go to see Woodstock 99. I want to have the Green Day Mud Fight. In that concert, that'd be amazing to be part of.
Maybe going to when Caesar was stabbed in the back by Brutus would be quite interesting, actually. Or maybe going to see, I don't know, Henry Tudor get crowned.
Do you know what
in...
I would also do? I'd find the person who thought it'd be nice to put no pockets in jeans and dresses.
What, you would go kill them, would you?
Yes. Stop them from getting their attention. Because you know how awful no pocket jeans are.
Bad,
it's like, they? It's like they had a deal with purse companies. Like, we're not going to put pockets in their clothes, so that you can sell them purses.
it's all a fix. Oh gosh. Okay. Talking about concerts and music, you've actually led me beautifully into we didn't actually say this because the episode didn't go out. But I am every week revealing to you a little secret. Evie, tell the people about my music.
He listens to nothing. He hates everything.
I hate music.
He doesn't. I try and show him music. He comes in, I got music on. He's like, turn that rubbish off.
Okay. Okay. But no. Yes, this is why. Do you remember Boat Girl, guys? Remember Boat Girl? Yes. Me bringing you on a story of what's going on. This is like a mini Boat Girl before the actual Boat Girl comes. There's going to be an actual Boat Girl. Okay, we'll see.
Sweet.
But this is going to be a little mini side quest that you guys are going to learn, because at the moment, I hate all
Pokemon,
fucking music. Pokemon music?
Are we playing Pokemon?
No.
They've got little side quests.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay, very funny. But yes, I will reveal to you, because I do like one type of music.
Game music, isn't it? And film music.
Well, yes, that doesn't count though. That's not intro. Why would I do a whole little mini side quest just to tell you, oh, I love James Bond's main theme tune or Star Wars? No one gives a fart. This one is embarrassing.
Is it a band or is it a singer?
It's a band. Well, I told you this last time, I think, if it was a band
just
or a singer.
Catching up.
Yeah, and now my secret to tell you, the little hint.
I guess it would you tell me.
I'll tell you next time when Jemima's here, okay? If you get it right. But if you don't, we'll keep guessing. It is a band that was quite relatively popular, and it was quite new for its era, okay? It was quite...
The Beatles?
No, there wasn't too many. It kind of lit up the new. I'm going to really give it away, so I don't want to say it.
You said new. You're talking about new metal?
Actually, the band. I told you it was a band. Think, everyone at home, what band has a lot of members in it? I know that there's a lot of bands that have a lot of members in it, but they have a lot of members who sing in it.
How many members are we talking about here?
I have no idea. All I know is that. I can't just tell you straight
it's
up.
It's isn't it?
No.
You're like, listen, you're
no.
Like, what are you? In your bedroom, are you?
No, no. All I can tell you is that there's a lot of... They all sing.
They all sing.
Yeah, and...
Spice Girls.
What is that guess? That's a ridiculous guess.
Girls Aloud.
Who?
You said it was... You know, I forgot what the song's called. But I used to like the Mother Eats system.
No,
you said it was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. You're on to something.
Is it a girl band?
Shh. Don't stop guessing stupid things. So, you know the Masked Singer?
Yes.
It's going to be like that. Keep a guess in your head. You've said the Spice Girls, you said Girls Aloud. Keep it in your head, because then you can have an extra guess. You can actually put a final guess in. Well, not a final guess, but you can put a locked guess in next week. Okay, after I give you another hint.
Are you going to give me any more clues?
Yeah, next week.
Any more clues today?
No. Of course not. The episode's got to end, everybody. And that is it. Yeah, we have to end. We're on 50 minutes. We've got to end quickly. But we have a message from Jemima to end the episode with. She's written it, and I will read it out to you. Jemima is ill. Many people will miss her. Many people will not miss her, actually.
They're all here for Jemima. What are you on about?
You said this... hello from me, everyone. Can't wait to be back for the Halloween special. Coming next episode, by the way.
Yeah.
I have some fun things up my sleeves. And thank you. I'm starting to get back better much slowly. Hang on. Am I just extremely dyslexic, or has she written this wrong? I'm starting to get much better slowly, but surely. No, done. So, in other words, Jemima's getting better, and she'll see you next week. So, see you guys.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.